This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 12, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter is Audit Division Recommendation, item number 5, Memorandum on the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, A12-04. And we have Rakita Morecambe. Thank you. Welcome. And Mr. Smith of the Audit Division. Please proceed.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum for Democratic Party of Wisconsin. It consists of a finding for a misstatement of receipts and disbursements in 2011 and 2012 and a record keeping for employees. And we are ready to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Vice Chair Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We're going to ultimately get to an agreement here, and we'll have a series of motions. That there's in finding two, there's the record keeping issue. It's one that we've addressed a number of times before. This is consistent with our respective positions going forward. But I just note that that's the reason why we'll need to go through this this series of motions.
Okay. Commissioner Weintraub.
Okay, we're ready for motions. Motion 1, in A12-04, Democratic Party of Wisconsin, I move approval of the recommendation for finding 1, misstatement of financial activity as set forth in agenda document number 15-06-A.
Okay. Any questions, comments about the motion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No. Can you give me a minute, please?
Okay. So far, there are 3 aye votes.
Could you repeat the motion, please?
Yeah, this is finding 1. This is not the this one doesn't present the contract worker issue.
That's what I thought. That's why I'm a little confused by my colleague's vote. Could you repeat the motion?
I would be happy to. In A12-04, Democratic Party of Wisconsin, I move approval of the recommendation for finding 1, misstatement of financial activity, as set forth in agenda document number 15-06-A.
Okay.
I thought we were in agreement
Should
on that.
Should we? Yes.
Yes.
So we'll...
Just a little confusion.
Could you recall
okay.
the vote, please?
So let's do a redo of that vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. That's 5-2. We are waiting for Commissioner Hunter's vote.
They so thought that it was a swish instead of a swoosh.
Passes. We never confuse the swoosh for a motion 1.
Okay, motion 2, which does reflect the ongoing dispute over contract workers. And
I'll save you my state and local party speech.
Thank you. In A12-04, Democratic Party of Wisconsin, I move approval of the recommendation for finding 2, record-keeping, as set forth in agenda document number 15-06A, subject to an amendment to include the $323,279 paid to contract workers.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No.
Okay. Vote is 3-2, awaiting Commissioner Hunter's entry of her vote at the end of the day. And I'm so glad.
Now we've got a problem because Hunter is not here. Commissioner
right.
Hunter is
so
not
I
here.
Think in Commissioner Hunter's absence, you can declare the motion to have failed by the present vote of 3-2 and proceed forward.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's good because we don't want to. I'm so glad you're making this motion now instead of
so
me.
I can go ahead with the third motion
yes.
now, despite the
All
fact
right.
that...
Can I take just one break real quick?
It's because it's not going to pass, right?
The motion's not
you,
pass.
You can declare the status of the motion by the votes present.
Right. 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 Under any circumstances.
We're reasonably confident the result isn't going to change,
No.
You're right.
But I just wanted to clarify.
It's three, two. Even if she votes, she might vote for
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
No, we did that the other day.
Madam Chair, just to clarify, whenever a member is absent, the vote as recorded by the members present is, quote unquote, final.
Okay.
So it passes or fails on the vote at the table. The Commission's procedural rule, Directive 10, mm-hmm. does provide a process for members that are absent to request that their vote be recorded the same day. But the vote at the table is official as called by the chair pending
that. Okay. Which then enables...
But
what would happen if... I don't anticipate this will happen in this case, but theoretically, if she entered her vote later and it wasn't what we anticipate, she had this moment of revelation and decided to vote with us on this.
The result could change, and so in any instance in which it is thought that an absent commissioner's vote might change the outcome, the Commission might want to consider whether it wishes to proceed.
But you think we're on solid ground proceeding now based on the assumption that the result's not going to change?
Yes.
Commissioner Walther.
But it concerns me a little bit that we just can't assume. Suppose she changes her mind. Today. I mean, we go through this procedure and we say, okay, if she doesn't change her mind, we get vote 3 and we vote that up. If she does change her mind, then, all bets are off. What concerns me is that it gives the impression that somebody can't vote later in the day and it wouldn't have any effect unless we make the assumption now as to what that vote's going to be.
No, I think, Commissioner, I think it would be actually the question that Commissioner Weintraub was asking, but would be actually the opposite, where if the vote on the motion that was just made is final at 3, quote unquote, final at 3-2,
yeah,
as announced. If Commissioner Hunter were to request unanimous consent to change her vote later today, pursuant to Directive 10, and wished to be recorded as voting in favor of the motion, then the motion would pass 4-2.
But then what would that do to the effect of the motion that I was about to make?
That is why, if you really think that there is a possibility that the motion would pass, you might be well advised to stop at this point.
Let's go a little further. If there's going to be a vote left, are you saying that for her to have a valid vote, we now have to wait? I mean, I guess what bothers me is I'm assuming, and I've assumed this before when I vote at the end of the day, if I'm not there like the other day, that I could vote to such a degree that it would have an effect. I mean, in theory, she can vote, and it would be 4-2.
I am saying that votes are cast in the commission meeting, except that there is a procedure in Directive 10 whereby an absent commissioner may, before the end of the calendar day, request consent to be recorded as having voted a particular way on a particular motion for which they are absent. And that's, I'm not going beyond that.
Okay, so we have, what would be the procedure then? If, for example, the other day and I wanted to vote, it's not a change of vote, it's a first vote. Just I want to vote, say, and you don't even say you have to tell somebody how you're going to vote. Do you have to get approval first?
You
have to get consent from whom?
From the commission, from the consent of the commission. The general procedure is that a member staff will take the motions that were voted on. And let them know of it. The commissioner who wishes to be recorded would then need to send an email to the chair, CCing the other members and the secretary, saying what they requested, how they requested to be recorded on a particular motion. And that email would have to be submitted before midnight Eastern of the actual day of the commission meeting.
So she could, we're still assuming then that she could vote and make it 4-2.
Yes.
Commissioner Goodman.
Madam Chair, we dealt with these issues a couple times last year.
Yeah,
not very long ago.
My preference is, look, I think we could probably, do we have anything else on today's agenda? Yeah, we do.
We got one more.
Are we done? I'm sorry.
No, we have one more.
One more. Why don't we see if Commissioner, why don't we hold this in abatement for just a little while and see if we can get that vote in so that we can come back to a orderly vote on the third motion later. And Commissioner Hunter's staff is trying to get in touch with her to see if we can get that vote in. I think that would be a easier way and would remove a lot of these contingencies.
One of the other ways that we actually dealt with it not very long ago, it involved, in fact, a vote by Commissioner Walther, is that the staff relayed the email request to the chair during the meeting. It was done on the record during the meeting, and that's another way to do it.
Right.
Why don't we just see if we can get that vote in?
We'll defer this until after we consider the next item. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you.
I understand Commissioner Hunter's vote is underway.
So. Oh, okay. Should we wait?
No, I'll go to the next one.
All right.
Give the secretary time
Thank
to
you.
Record it and then.
Thank you.
Fast work.
Has the vote. Okay. So we can go back to. Yes, we can go back to the previous item.
I've got to get back to you.
Madam Secretary, could you, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, could you get the Secretary to report the vote on Motion 2 with the new vote in?
Yes, I will. I was just going to get that. Okay. We had on the table Motion 2, and we were awaiting Commissioner Hunter's vote. Do you have the votes that were entered by Commissioner Hunter?
I understand that the email has been sent to my office, and the email will show that Commissioner Hunter voted for Commissioner Weintraub's first motion with respect to finding one, which would make it 6-0, and with respect to Commissioner Weintraub's motion on finding two, subject to the edits discussed at the table, she has voted against that, which would make the vote 3-3.
Okay. So now we'll proceed to motion 3.
Excellent. In that case, thanks to all for that clarification, my third motion is in A12-04, Democratic Party of Wisconsin, I move approval of the recommendation for finding 2 record keeping as set forth in agenda document number 15-06-A, related to the $2,192,554 that the committee disclosed as having been paid with an allocation of federal and non-federal funds, and $28,972 that was paid from an exclusively non-federal account during periods in which the employee was also paid with federal funds. I further move that the Commission direct the Audit Division to include in the proposed final audit report an additional issues section addressing the $1,405,736 for 100% non-federal payments.
Okay. Are there any questions about the motion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. That. Oh, and did Commissioner Hunter enter a vote on this?
She couldn't. It wasn't a pending motion.
It wasn't a pending motion.
But she'll
submit
it later, but it's passed.
So. All right.
Yes, there's already 5 votes in favor.
I know that, but I was. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. That concludes the open session.